Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narchery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Democracy's Discontent, a new edition for our perilous times by Michael J. Sandel revisits a foundational argument about what has gone wrong in American public life and why the crisis feels deeper than ordinary partisan conflict. Sandel, a leading political philosopher known for connecting moral reasoning to practical politics, examines how modern liberal democracy came to emphasize individual choice and procedural neutrality while neglecting shared civic purposes. In this updated edition, he frames the original diagnosis against contemporary anxieties, rising inequality, cultural polarization, and a sense that ordinary citizens have lost meaningful control over the forces shaping their lives. Rather than treating discontent as merely a failure of policy or leadership, the book traces it to competing moral visions of freedom, citizenship, and the common good. Sandel invites readers to consider how ideas inherited from earlier American traditions have been eclipsed and what resources might still be available for renewing democratic solidarity without abandoning pluralism. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, in the civic republican tradition, freedom is closely tied to self-government. Citizens are expected to deliberate about shared purposes, cultivate civic virtue, and shape the laws that bind them. Sandel contrasts this with a later emphasis on neutrality, where the state avoids endorsing substantive moral visions and instead protects individual rights and fair procedures. He argues that this transition changed not only institutions but also the moral vocabulary available to citizens. When politics becomes primarily about rules, rights, and individual preference satisfaction, it can lose the language for discussing character, civic obligations, and the moral meaning of economic and social arrangements. The result is not simply less agreement but a thinner sense of common life. Sandel suggests that procedural approaches may preserve peace among competing values, yet they can also generate frustration when citizens feel politics no longer speaks to what they care about most. This topic highlights how theories of justice and legitimacy influence everyday democratic expectations, and how the abandonment of shared ends can leave citizens politically unmoored. Secondly, the moral limits of market. Thinking in public life, another important topic is how market reasoning can seep into domains that once relied on civic or moral considerations. Sandel links democratic discontent to an economy and culture that increasingly treat individuals as consumers and politics as a tool for aggregating preferences. In this view, the public sphere becomes an arena for bargaining rather than a place for collective judgment about the common good. He explores why this consumer-oriented model can erode citizenship. If people learn to think of social cooperation mainly as exchange, they may find it harder to sustain duties that do not look like transactions. Market values can also intensify inequality in ways that undermine democratic equality, not only materially but also symbolically, by signaling whose contributions matter. Sandel's approach encourages readers to ask what should be bought and sold, and what should be governed by shared norms of dignity, reciprocity, or civic membership. This topic clarifies that the critique is not simply anti-commerce. It is about the moral and civic consequences of letting market metrics define success, worth, and even freedom. By connecting political legitimacy to social meaning, Sandel shows how economic arrangements shape the moral psychology of democracy. Thirdly, citizenship, character, and the common good. Sandel emphasizes that a healthy democracy depends on more than constitutional design. It requires a certain kind of citizen. He foregrounds questions that modern politics often sidelines. What responsibilities do citizens owe one another, and what habits and virtues make self-government possible? In his account, freedom is not only the absence of interference, but also the capacity to participate in shaping a shared world. That capacity can weaken when public institutions and cultural norms stop cultivating civic agency. He explores how the language of rights, while essential for protecting individuals, may be insufficient for motivating public-spirited action or for grounding solidarity across differences. This topic also addresses the tension between pluralism and shared purpose. Sandel does not present unity as uniformity. Rather, he highlights the need for democratic societies to debate substantive goods openly rather than pretending those debates can be avoided. When citizens feel their moral convictions must be bracketed, political engagement can turn cynical or retreat into private life. By returning to citizenship and character, Sandel invites readers to consider education, public deliberation, and community institutions as crucial supports for democratic life. The deeper claim is that civic renewal requires moral argument, not merely better management. Fourthly, traditions, narratives, and the sources of political identity. A further theme is the role of tradition and collective narrative in sustaining democratic identity. Sandel argues that individuals are not only choosers, they are also shaped by histories, memberships, and obligations they did not select. Liberal political thought often highlights autonomy and voluntary association, but Sandel draws attention to how political communities rely on inherited meanings and shared stories to generate loyalty and sacrifice. When public philosophy insists that legitimacy comes only from consent or from neutral principles detached from particular traditions, it can struggle to explain why citizens should care about one another beyond minimal respect. Sandel explores how appeals to national purpose once drew upon thicker moral frameworks, and how their decline leaves a vacuum often filled by resentment or exclusionary forms of belonging. This topic is especially relevant in polarized times, when competing narratives fight to define the nation's identity. Sandel's contribution is to show that the solution is not to eliminate moral and historical claims from politics, but to argue about them responsibly in public. By recognizing the unchosen elements of social life, citizens can better understand why policy disputes are also disputes about meaning, recognition, and membership. The analysis points toward a politics that can acknowledge difference while rebuilding common language. Lastly, renewing democratic self-government in perilous times, the updated framing invites readers to connect Sandel's philosophical diagnosis to current democratic stresses. The book examines why many people experience a loss of voice and agency, even when formal rights remain intact. Sandel links this to economic dislocation, widening inequality, and institutions that appear distant and technocratic. When citizens believe important decisions are made by markets, courts, or administrative experts, rather than by democratic deliberation, mistrust grows. He also suggests that cultural conflict becomes more toxic when it substitutes for deeper debates about shared purposes and economic power. Renewal, in Sandel's view, requires recovering a public philosophy that treats citizens as participants in a common project, not merely as rights holders or preference bearers. That means rebuilding venues for deliberation, strengthening civic education, and creating policies that express mutual responsibility as well as efficiency. It also means challenging the assumption that government must remain neutral about contested goods if democracy is to be legitimate. Sandel does not offer a single program. Instead, he outlines a direction: more substantive public debate about the ends of social life, and greater attention to the civic meaning of institutions. The topic underscores that democratic repair is as much moral and cultural as it is procedural. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who sense that today's democratic crisis cannot be explained only by bad leaders, social media, or partisan strategy. Students of political theory, policy professionals, educators, and engaged citizens will benefit, especially those interested in how moral ideas shape institutions and how institutions shape character. Sandel helps readers name the underlying philosophical assumptions that quietly organize modern politics, such as the belief that public legitimacy requires neutrality about the good life. By showing how that belief can thin civic bonds and encourage consumer-style citizenship, the book can change how readers interpret everyday debates about markets, rights, education, and national identity. That shift in perspective is a practical benefit. It equips readers to argue more clearly about what democracy is for, not only about how it should operate. Compared with similar books that focus mainly on polarization, media ecosystems, or policy fixes, Sandel offers a deeper framework that connects contemporary discontent to long-running changes in public philosophy. The new edition's timeliness strengthens its value by placing a classic argument in conversation with present anxieties. Readers looking for a thoughtful, intellectually serious path towards civic renewal will find it worth buying and returning to over time. If you would like to support Michael J. Sandel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.